Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and this is the show where we dig into the chips, the silicon, and the data center infrastructure powering the AI revolution. Big thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses actually integrate AI into their workflows in meaningful ways, and AGO Consulting, that's AGO, your go-to for silicon development consulting. All right, we've got a packed episode today. AWS is making a bold move to sell its own AI chips. TSMC is dropping some truth bombs about where AI chips are headed, there's a massive GPU smuggling scandal, and Jensen Huang is making sure his supply chain doesn't become his Achilles heel. Let's get into it. Okay, first story, and this one's a big deal, if you care about the competitive landscape of AI hardware, which if you're listening to this show, you absolutely do. AWS is reportedly weighing whether to sell its Trainium AI chips externally, as in, to customers outside of Amazon's own cloud ecosystem. Now, if that happens, that's a direct challenge to NVIDIA's dominance in the AI accelerator market. So let's unpack what's actually going on here. Trainium is Amazon's custom AI training chip, designed in-house by Annapurna Labs, which is the chip design group Amazon acquired back in 2015. Trainium and now Trainium 2 are purpose-built for machine learning workloads, specifically training large models. Amazon has been using these chips internally on AWS to offer cheaper alternatives to NVIDIA-based instances, and they've had some traction. But selling the chips themselves? That's a whole different game. Think about it this way. Right now, if you want Trainium, you rent it through AWS. You spin up an EC2 instance, you run your training job, you pay by the hour. Amazon keeps the hardware, you get compute time. But if Amazon starts selling Trainium chips directly, like here's the chip, put it in your own data center, that's Amazon entering the silicon merchant market. That's them competing directly with NVIDIA on the product level, not just the cloud services level. And why does this matter so much? Because NVIDIA's business model is built around selling GPUs, H100s, H200s, Blackwell chips, companies buy them, build clusters, run workloads. If AWS starts offering a credible alternative chip that you can actually purchase and deploy yourself, that chips away, pun intended, at NVIDIA's addressable market. And given that NVIDIA has been printing money on AI chip sales, any serious challenger is going to get attention fast. Now, to be fair, there are real challenges here. Trainium chips exist in an ecosystem. They rely on AWS's Neuron SDK, their software stack, their networking fabric called EFA. Pulling a Trainium chip out of that environment and dropping it into someone else's data center isn't necessarily plug and play. NVIDIA's CUDA ecosystem has 3 decades of software, tooling, and developer familiarity behind it. That's a massive moat, but the fact that Amazon is even considering this move tells you something important. The economics of custom silicon are getting good enough that external sales could actually make sense. And let's not forget, this is also a story about investor and competitive pressure. AMD has been making real gains with its Instinct GPU, Google has its TPUs. Intel has Gaudi, Amazon has Trainium. The hyperscalers are all building their own silicon, and they're starting to ask, why keep this advantage locked inside our cloud? Why not monetize it further? Watch this space, because if Amazon does pull the trigger on external Trainium sales, it will absolutely reshape how we think about the AI chip market. All right, story two, and this one is about optics. Literally, NVIDIA has been backing an optical interconnect vendor, and that vendor just announced plans to boost wafer output by 4 times to meet surging demand for AI interconnects. Now, this might sound like a supply chain story, and it is, but it's actually a window into one of the most critical and often overlooked bottlenecks in AI infrastructure. So here's the context. When you're building a massive AI cluster, like the kind that trains GPT-scale models, you're not just thinking about the GPUs, you're thinking about how those GPUs talk to each other, and as clusters get bigger, the interconnect, the networking fabric that links chips together, becomes absolutely critical. You can have the fastest GPUs in the world, but if they can't communicate fast enough, you've got a traffic jam on the world's most expensive highway. Traditional copper-based interconnects have been fine for a lot of workloads, but as AI clusters scale into tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of GPUs, copper starts to hit its limits. You get signal degradation over distance. You get power consumption issues. You get bandwidth bottlenecks. This is where optical interconnects come in. Instead of moving data as electrical signals through copper wires, you're moving it as light pulses through fiber. Faster, lower latency over distance, and much more energy efficient at scale. NVIDIA knows this. Jensen Huang has been talking about the importance of interconnects for years. NVLink, InfiniBand, and now co-packaged optics are all part of NVIDIA's strategy to make sure that when you buy their GPUs, the whole system, not just the chip, performs at the highest level. So NVIDIA backing an optics vendor and that vendor ramping up production by 4x is Jensen making sure that the supply chain for the next generation of AI infrastructure doesn't become a bottleneck. Think of it like this. Imagine you're running a massive logistics operation. You've upgraded every truck in your fleet to go twice as fast. Great, but if the roads can't handle the traffic, your trucks are still sitting in gridlock. The Optix Interconnect is the road upgrade that matches the truck upgrade. And right now, demand for that road upgrade is so intense that the vendor needs to quadruple production just to keep up. The 4x wafer output increase is a meaningful signal about where the industry is heading. Co-packaged optics, silicon photonics, optical I/O, these are not futuristic concepts anymore. They're being manufactured at scale, right now, to meet real demand from real data centers. And the fact that NVIDIA is actively invested in making sure this supply exists tells you how seriously they're taking the full-stack infrastructure play. This is what vertical integration looks like at the cutting edge of semiconductor technology, and it's fascinating. Story 3. Okay, this one has all the elements of a thriller. A data center tenant suspected of smuggling NVIDIA GPUs to China. Allegations of spending roughly $2 billion on AI processors for illicit distribution, and now Bain Capital's data center unit kicking them out. The company in question is called Megaspeed, and this story is wild. So here's the setup. The US government has export controls on high-end AI chips, specifically NVIDIA's most powerful GPUs like the H100. The reason is national security. These chips are so capable that the government doesn't want them ending up in the hands of adversaries who could use them to build military AI systems or crack encryption. So, NVIDIA is legally restricted from selling these chips to certain countries, China being the primary example at the moment. But where there are restrictions, there are people trying to get around them, and that appears to be exactly what Megaspeed was allegedly doing. According to reporting from Tom's Hardware, Megaspeed had been spending enormous sums. We're talking in the neighborhood of $2 billion acquiring NVIDIA GPUs. The allegation is that these chips were then being funneled through various channels to end up in China, circumventing the export controls entirely. Now, Bain Capital's data center arm had Megaspeed as a tenant, meaning Megaspeed was renting data center space from them. And once the allegations became clear, Bain moved to remove them. And honestly, that makes complete sense from Bain's perspective. If you're operating a legitimate data center business, the last thing you want is a tenant using your facility as part of an alleged GPU smuggling operation. The legal and reputational exposure there is enormous. But let's zoom out and think about why this story matters beyond the drama. This is evidence that the demand for NVIDIA's high-end AI chips is so intense globally that people are willing to risk criminal charges to obtain them. $2 billion in alleged illicit GPU purchases is not a small-time black market operation. This is organized, sophisticated, and it tells you something about how valuable these chips are on the global stage. It also tells you something about the difficulty of enforcing export controls in practice. Chips are small, they're easy to transport, and tracing the end destination of a GPU that's been resold 3 times through shell companies in different countries is genuinely hard. The US government has been tightening enforcement, adding more resources, more scrutiny. But stories like this show that the cat and mouse game is very much ongoing. And for NVIDIA, this is a complicated situation. On one hand, they're legally compliant. They're not selling to restricted buyers directly. On the other hand, the secondary market for their chips is being used in ways that could create geopolitical headaches. It's a reminder that when you make something incredibly valuable and globally in demand, you lose a certain amount of control over where it ultimately ends up. The GPU smuggling beat is one I'll be watching closely. All right, story 4, TSMC, the world's most important semiconductor company, full stop. A TSMC executive has dropped what the reporting calls a blunt message about the next frontier of AI chips, and it centers on something called the back end of chip manufacturing, specifically advanced packaging. Let's talk about why this matters so much. So most people, when they think about chip manufacturing, think about the front end process, the lithography, the transistors, the nanometer node, 2 nanometer, 3 nanometer, that kind of thing. And that stuff is absolutely critical. But there's a whole other world on the back end of chip manufacturing that's becoming increasingly important for AI, and that's how you package multiple chips together into a single cohesive unit. Think about it this way. We're hitting physical limits on how many transistors you can cram onto a single piece of silicon. Moore's law hasn't stopped, but it's definitely slowing down and getting more expensive. So one of the key strategies the industry has adopted is, instead of making one giant chip, make multiple smaller chips, called chiplets, and connect them together so tightly that they behave like one chip. TSMC's technology for doing this is called CoWoS, chip-on-wafer on substrate, and it's the backbone of how NVIDIA's H100 and H200 are built. What the TSMC executive is apparently signaling is that the next frontier isn't just better transistors, it's better packaging. Larger interposers, more chiplets, tighter integration between compute, memory, and networking components all within a single package. This is sometimes called system-level integration or heterogeneous integration, and it's where a huge amount of AI chip innovation is happening right now. The blunt message, as I understand it, is essentially this. The industry needs to take advanced packaging as seriously as it takes the fab process itself. Because if your packaging technology can't keep up, it doesn't matter how advanced your transistors are. You can have the best engine in the world, but if the chassis can't hold it together, you're not going anywhere fast. This has huge implications for the whole ecosystem. Advanced packaging is currently a bottleneck. TSMC has had CoWoS capacity constraints that have literally limited how many H100s NVIDIA could ship. That's how critical this is. And as AI chips get more complex, more chiplets, more HBM memory stacks, optical I/O integrated into the packaging challenge only grows. TSMC is essentially telling the world, we know this is the frontier, we're investing massively in it, and you should be paying attention. And trust me, the people building next-generation AI hardware absolutely are. Okay, last story, and it's related to story one, but with a spicier headline. Forget AMD. Amazon declares war on NVIDIA by selling its own AI chips. So this is more coverage of the Trainium external sales story. But I want to use this angle to talk about something broader, what it actually means for the competitive landscape when hyperscalers go from being customers to being competitors. For most of NVIDIA's history, the hyperscalers, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Meta, were their biggest customers. These companies were spending billions of dollars buying NVIDIA GPUs to power their cloud infrastructure. That relationship was mutually beneficial. NVIDIA got revenue, the hyperscalers got cutting-edge compute, everyone was happy. But then something shifted. The hyperscalers started getting really good at chip design. Google built TPUs, Amazon built Graviton for CPUs and Trainium for AI. Microsoft has been developing Maya chips, Meta has been working on custom AI silicon too. And the reason is straightforward. When you're buying tens of billions of dollars of chips per year, even a modest improvement in performance per dollar translates into massive savings. So you hire chip designers, you tape out your own silicon, and you take control of your own destiny. But here's where it gets really interesting. Once you've built that internal capability, selling chips externally starts to make economic sense. You've already paid for the design. You've already built the supply chain. You've already written the software stack. The marginal cost of selling more chips versus just using them yourself starts to look attractive. And that's exactly the calculation Amazon appears to be making with Trainium. Now, does this mean NVIDIA is in trouble? I wouldn't go that far, at least not in the short term. NVIDIA's software ecosystem, CUDA, is genuinely irreplaceable for a huge portion of the AI developer community. Rewriting your training code to run on Trainium instead of CUDA is not trivial. But in the medium and long term, as AI frameworks become more hardware agnostic, as compiler technology improves, as more developers get comfortable with alternatives, the moat around CUDA narrows. The headline says Amazon declares war on NVIDIA, and I think that's a bit dramatic for today, but it might not be dramatic for 5 years from now. What we're watching is the early innings of a much longer competitive story. The hyperscalers are building their silicon competency methodically, and Amazon potentially selling Trainium externally is a significant escalation. It's like a major retailer who used to buy everything from one supplier deciding to start manufacturing their own products and selling them to other retailers. Once you make that move, the relationship is permanently changed. NVIDIA would be wise to keep innovating at an aggressive pace, and based on their recent announcements, they know it. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. What a week in the world of silicon, from Amazon taking on NVIDIA to TSMC drawing the roadmap for the next era of chip packaging. There is never a dull moment in this industry. Head to the link in show notes for more details on all of today's stories. The AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting, helping businesses and silicon teams stay ahead of the curve. If you got value out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who geeks out about hardware as much as we do. We'll see you next time.